This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu, is Resource Center, and it's also Her Vantage. And this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. This month, we're focusing on social enterprises helmed by women because it's also International Women's Day month this year. And so we have with us Jacqueline Frong from Tanoti, who is based out of Kuching, Sarawak. And of course, she's come all the way from Kuching. Good to have you here with us, Jacqueline. Of course, you've been on air with us before, but I'm sure a lot of people also don't know, what is Tanoti?
Good morning, Frida. Tanoti is actually a Sanskrit word meaning weave or entwine. And what we wanted to do with this word Tanoti is to pay homage to the Hindus who actually brought weaving to the Malay archipelago.
Right.
Songket has its origins in India. Mm. And we have Tanoti, who is particularly a Sanskrit word for weave.
Right. When we think of Songket, though, I never realized that Songket was in Sarawak. Is that a whole new thing that's being developed? Or is there Songket traditionally in Sarawak?
Well, if you know, Sarawak actually was previously, before the Brooke Reign, previously it was under the Brunei Sultanate. And Songket Sarawak has its origins in Brunei. And hence, we do have Songket Sarawak. However, Songket Sarawak is a very, very intricate technique. Much more intricate and completely different in execution compared to Peninsula or Terengganu Songket.
Right, okay.
So this is the Songket that we want to preserve.
Okay, and this is, news for me when I first heard about it, coming from Sarawak, right? So now, what's the process of making this Songket that's a lot more complicated than the one that we get here?
Okay, so if you see Terengganu Songket, you have tekat. And tekat means, when you lift your reed, right? Mm. And then you place your metallic threads to make patterns. Mm. So you have like tekat lima or tekat tiga, and then you weave. Whereas Sarawak Songket is menghafal sifir. So where you want to create the patterns, you have to count the threads according to the combination that you feel most suited. So as a weaver, you will have to remember a combination of codes to be able to weave. My weavers are mathematicians.
Right. Okay, so it's not a very simple process.
No.
Okay, how did this get started? We're going to talk about how you've got other businesses as well. But how did you end up starting Tanoti and this being a social enterprise?
Well, Tanoti started actually out of an urgency. We got to know that there is a very, very valuable community of weavers operating under a workshop by the Yayasan Tuanku Nur Zahirah before. We got to know that funding was being discontinued and they were on the verge of disbanding. And it's a pity because they have acquired the kind of skills that no one has.
It's going to be a lost art.
It would have been a lost art.
Yeah.
And the weavers would have gone to jobs which are commoditized. Mm. We didn't want that. So we thought, okay,
we don't want to
take
lose.
It over and assume the role of the Yayasan, give them a salary so that they can continue doing what they have been doing.
Basically, it's artisanal and we don't want to lose the artisans doing this.
No, we do not want to lose.
So it's a combination of people who already understand it and you're also in the process of learning, teaching people who, who wants to do this to be artisans.
First of all, we want to give people a job.
Yeah.
But what we started with was a workshop of 11 weavers. We are now 23. Mm. And what we want to do is get the core group of seniors to mentor more and more trainees so that the craft stays in the hands of more and more people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we want to do.
So these are largely, obviously, Sarawakian women.
They're all Sarawakian.
Okay. So, but more the indigenous groups rather than the Chinese, let's say.
Malays and Bidayus.
Okay. So
Chinese probably doesn't. They don't have deaf fingers, I guess.
They don't have those fingers. Okay. Now, what has been most challenging with Tanoti? Is it marketing or finding talent or, just the cost of doing something like this?
Oh, you know.
Where do you begin?
It's a combination of everything.
Where do you start? Okay.
When we first started, we already had the skills and we already had the pool of resources. So the challenge was marketing, but marketing, never faded as a challenge. You know, it's a continuous challenge. In terms of keeping up the skills or training, that was also a challenge, and it still remains a challenge. But now recruitment is easy because what we've done at Tanoti is made weaving a sexy career. You know, you can get the same kind of salary elsewhere, but do you travel? You know, we have weavers who have never taken a plane and ended up in France, you know, or gone for serious exhibitions elsewhere. Yeah, it's fantastic.
What are you doing in France?
Oh, we had an exhibition in Arles, the south of France. It was at that time, 2013, the European Centre of Culture, or Capital of Culture. And we had an exhibition which was funded by Tourism Malaysia in Gallery Wheat.
Okay, yeah. Right. And of course, there's been some good news because you've received some funding with the Amplify Awards organised by MAGIC. But we'll talk about that after this. I'm here with Jacqueline Frong from Tanoti. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Resource Centre. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. Jacqueline Frong, Frong from Tanoti here. And Tanoti is based out of Kuching, Sarawak. And this is a Songket. That is Songket Sarawak. So not the ones that you will find here. You know, so this is a story. Now, Tanoti is what, 4 or 5 years old, Jacqueline?
It's 3.5 years
three
old.
And a half, right? So, and you know, I guess it's been quite a journey for you as well. And the good thing is you've recently received some funding with the Amplify Awards organized by MAGIC. So what will you be doing with the funding?
Oh, first of all, I'd like to thank MAGIC for endorsing our work as serious social entrepreneurship. What we will be doing with this is to carry through our charter to preserve Songket, first of all. We'd like to set up a training facility or a syllabus so that we can have a structured training program for people to learn Songket, whether they want to end up having it as a career or as a hobby. Secondly, marketing and branding. It'll be great to get funding to help us on this.
Okay. And I know, like, so the products that you have currently, they're mostly what? Scarves, what kind of things do you have? And then you're coming up with a new kind of product that will be more accessible to your everyday person.
Yes. Yeah. What Tanoti is very, very good at doing is Sarawak Songket Sampin. And we believe that our Sampin is superb in quality and we will continue doing Sampin. It takes anywhere between 5 and 8 months to produce Sampin. We've got 10 on the loom right now and, you know, I think that will be it for 2016. The rest of our production will go towards our corporate orders and to build up a retail range, as you said, which is more accessible to a larger demographic. This one, we will start doing an online business. We have already posted some of our products on Etsy. And hopefully more will come.
Okay, so that's Essie. Now, you yourself, Jacqueline, have various other businesses from a batik boutique hotel in Kuching, which we spoke ages ago.
Yes.
And you also have a backpacker's place with BB Bunkers. And I know, what other business interests do you have? Oh, is that enough?
Yeah, I think that's enough for the moment. The plate has become a platter.
Well, okay, so what got you interested in Tanoti then? I mean, you know, you've got the other businesses are running by itself and it's a passion.
Yes, I try to go into businesses which I have a natural affinity to, you know. So I call myself enjoypreneur.
Enjoypreneur,
yeah, so, so I have fun doing what we want to do. Yeah, so...
So it would be, would you say Tanoti, would it be one of the more challenging ones?
They all have their challenges.
Okay. What have you learned about yourself as an enjoypreneur, you know, in doing all these various businesses? Does it get easier?
No. Stamina.
Stamina.
Stamina. It was New Year's Eve or New Year's Day when we had staff who had resigned.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's common that staff resign after salary. So we had staff who had resigned and staff who didn't turn up at the hotel. I had to pull in like two or three overnight shifts. It was crazy. So you have stamina. You must have stamina.
And you get pulled into other things as well. Cause that's just one aspect of your business, right? Okay, no. so people don't turn up because it was a great New Year's Eve party and so you have to fill in.
And that's it, yeah, that's it. That's the rest of your plans. I'm like the on-call person.
How do you stay sane?
I don't know. I have friends like you.
So you just,
they're more insane than me.
So you just laugh through it. I mean, like, doesn't it? Like, sometimes it's like, oh, this is tough, you know. And I'm thinking, coming from Sarawak as well, finding the talent, right? Is that more of a challenge? I mean, KL as it is, there are a lot more people, but Kuching as well, it's tough to find the people. Is that a challenge in a big issue in Kuching?
It's all in the mind, you know, finding people or finding people that fit you.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to be a good leader.
Yeah.
Your people need to connect with you.
Mm. Is this the learning from your days as an investment banker?
Yes. Yes.
So even when you do your different businesses, right, like you've got your Batik Boutique Hotel and your BB Bunkers, what are the first things that you do? You look at developing processes. Is that the most important thing?
Actually, it should be.
It should be?
It should be, but it hardly ever is, you know, and that's probably where I'm getting a lot of things wrong.
Uh-huh.
Things happen organically. You do come up with some sort of guideline for yourself, but you can't ever follow it.
Mm.
You can't ever, yeah. Things will change or you know, you have to be completely adaptable to change.
Would you be open to looking at business outside of Sarawak?
Sure, always.
Okay, so it's not a case of just being so loyal to Sarawak, but if there are right opportunities there. But you feel there's a lot of potential in Sarawak.
I do feel for Sarawak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarawak is incredible.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so, you know, have you, you know, along this journey, you've got a couple of things as well. Have you dropped business ideas before, when, you know, the things that you want to do and then, okay, it didn't happen. And why?
A lot of times. It's because of resources, you know.
Okay.
It's very hard to execute ideas if you don't have manpower or you don't have time and you don't have capital. But capital is always a secondary issue, because if you have manpower and time, you probably be able to access capital. If I could triplicate myself, I would probably do many more businesses.
Right. What else piques your interest?
Rainforests.
Okay.
Rainforests of Sarawak or rainforests anywhere. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Because rainforests provide you the natural infrastructure for accommodation, right?
Ah.
You stay in a rainforest and half the hotelier's job is done.
Okay, so you're thinking accommodation when you're thinking of the rainforest. And,
yeah.
this is the most natural thing that we have abundant of in Sarawak.
Exactly, and not exactly known to a lot of people yet, or not accessible to a lot of people yet.
Okay, so the one of the things is that it's not so much, it is capital to a certain extent, but it's also resources, manpower, that sort of, and if you could triplicate yourself, you would.
I would.
Okay, so back to Tanoti. What can we expect from Tanoti this year?
We're working on exciting project with British India. Hopefully it comes about.
Yeah.
It will be a showcase of the best of Sarawak.
Okay.
So we'll be working with a lot of Sarawakian artisans to come up with, you know, a showcase for British India and hopefully in as many of their shop fronts as possible.
Okay, so these are some of the things that you're looking at. And of course, something that's more accessible.
And an online presence with more accessible products. Yes.
Okay, so this is going to keep your hands pretty full for 2016.
Yes.
Actually, you have more, but okay. All right. Thanks for being with us. You know, as you know, we know that we've dedicated this month on social enterprises helmed by women. And I've been speaking to Jacqueline Fong from Tanoti Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.